Summertime is a great time to get out and get active, but one of the things you have to watch out for is dehydration. Here to talk about it is Bree Robinson, a certified personal trainer at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Bree, what are some of the common signs of dehydration?
I mean, you can notice this from bigger things such as fatigue in your body to headaches, all the way down to smaller things such as dry skin, dry eyes, dry mouth. A lot of times people might mistake it for allergies or something when it comes to those latter things, but a lot of times it's simply because they're just simply dehydrated.
And is dehydration because of a long-term lack of fluids, or is it because I haven't received enough today, or how does it lead up to, and how do we end up with dehydration?
Honestly, it can be both. I mean, if you are just consistently getting under the amount that you need, then yeah, your body's going to accommodate and you're going to be somewhat used to feeling those things. And so they're going to kind of become your norm. But in somebody that's used to getting, let's say, the prescribed gallon of water a day, which, you know, a lot of times people don't really get that. They may think that they're getting a lot of water throughout the day, but once they actually start monitoring how much is going in, then they really see how much a gallon actually is and they see where they're lacking. So for instance, somebody who is consistently getting that gallon of water a day that's prescribed and then maybe misses that one day, they're going to get the headaches, they're going to get the fatigue, they're going to get the soreness in their joints or in their muscles, in their body. They're going to really feel it a lot more just because they are used to getting that consistently in their body, and then they're not.
All right, let's say I've got a big workout planned for after work today, this early this evening. When's the best time to drink fluids? Is it well in advance? Is it right before? What's your recommendation?
I mean, you want to make sure that you've spread it out throughout your entire day. I mean, start your morning off. And I know a lot of people, you know, that might be hard to get in just plain water first thing in the morning, but find little things that make it easier for you. Maybe put in an orange slice or some lemon or just something that gives it a little bit of flavor without adding any sugar or caffeine or anything that's impure, such as the chemicals. Then that way you can kind of get over that hump of first thing in the morning, then you can move on with your day and start kind of consistently getting it in. But just find that way that's going to work best for you, whether that means carrying around a jug of water all day, or if you find something that's maybe about 32 ounces, make your goal to be finish four of those throughout your entire day. You know, if you keep refilling that, that's just a really easy way for you to monitor exactly how much is going in. But definitely, I wouldn't try to chug it right before you go into your workout. Otherwise, you're probably going to upset your stomach quite a bit.
So speaking of that, any cautions for during and immediately after your workout?
I mean, like I said, as long as you keep it consistent and just listen to your body, it'll start kind of talking to you a little bit more. So if you're consistently getting it in throughout the day, obviously, yeah, you're probably going to drink more throughout and after your workout. And that's totally fine, especially in the summer and these hotter months. You're going to sweat more. You're going to, you know, expend more use out of that water. So you definitely want to stay on top of it and try not to slack and fall back, just because then after your workout, you're trying to play catch up. And then, like I said, that's really where it's going to start to make you feel even worse afterwards. So as long as you kind of keep it consistent and just don't overdo it, your body's going to talk to you. Your body's going to tell you exactly what it needs and when. Just kind of pay attention to that, and that should make it a little bit easier. Just set little goals like that throughout your day. So maybe, you know, between the hours of breakfast and lunch, maybe try to get in X amount, and then between lunch and dinner, another X amount, and kind of split it up into thirds like that. A lot of times that makes it a little bit easier.
So you mentioned additives, and of course there are many, many different things now. You can squirt into your water. There's different kind of flavored water and enhanced vitamin enhanced water.
Right.
What are your suggestions for all of those different products out there?
I mean, sometimes those are great. I think as long as you can find that balance and you don't completely overdo it on those, they're fine here and there. You know, if you need a little squirt of energy, you know, in the morning or before your workout, I think those things are totally fine. But don't let those be all you're drinking. I definitely think that you need to maybe keep that one separate, you know, in a smaller water bottle or something, to where you, again, you can kind of monitor that and you know how much you're getting in. And then you go back to your plain water just to kind of help flush all that out, just because, you know, your body will process all of those things differently. So to be able to cut down on those and to get the pureness in you, that's going to obviously be the best thing for you.
If you need some help with your personal fitness goals, Bree and the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab can help. Give them a call today at 918-743-3737.